Love, 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 love to one, love to everyone. It is February the 8th, 2017, and it is a Wednesday, and we will have a show with Winfrey tonight and Terry Brown. If you have questions, we have answers. My name is Faj Minderhout. I'm calling in from Paradise, California, and I welcome you all. This is usual simulcast video show with a conference call, so we have some people here live on the call. A bit more to come, hopefully.
Hey, hi. Say yes. Hi to my cousin there in Paradise.
All right. Your cousin lives here.
Yeah, for years. Shagnall. It's a Irish name.
Okay. You're 2 minutes away from the hour. In the meantime, we keep the doors open.
St. Louis had 70 degrees weather yesterday, and
right.
It snowed and a little bit this today. So,
wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Thanks.
All right, and somebody else joining, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Wait,
welcome to the call. I believe another line joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in North Carolina.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening to you and welcome.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hello, Michelle. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
And more people joined in. We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Catherine from California.
Good evening to you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Deb in Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. More people join in. Welcome to you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Yeah, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome to the call, Janine.
Thank you.
Turn in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Yeah, it's Roger in Austin.
Welcome to you, Roger.
Good evening, everybody.
Welcome to the next caller. Welcome. Appreciate your name and location.
Hello, this is Steve from Wyoming.
Steve, welcome back. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Good to have you. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, guys. Chris in Memphis.
Good evening to you, Chris.
Hey, man.
Thank you. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi. Hi, it's Dave.
Hey. Welcome to the call.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
All right. Awesome. So welcome to all those on BBS Radio. We're still waiting for our host, Ben B, to be here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening to you.
Hi.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, and much love to you.
Thank you. We'll be here in a minute.
All right. Great.
Yeah. Thanks for your all consistency. You're there. It's all never fail.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. However, we welcome you and thank you for being here.
It's Debbie from Costa Mesa. Hi, hi.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Welcome to you. Please say your name and location. If you want to. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, Rick, Iowa City.
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
And more people tuned in. Welcome if you want to. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach.
Hello, Steve. Good to have you.
Hi.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location. Mama's home already.
That's Sophie in Memphis.
You're done. Just leave it there.
All right. Let's see. So, Terry. That is when the helicopter at least. So, welcome to all those on BBS Radio. Thank you for participating with today's episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. If you have a question for our with Terry Brown, then feel free to call. I mean, to enter per email. You can call also live on the show. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm late.
I'm glad you're here. You sound in the background again, and I need to squeeze out already immediately. So if we start the recording, then...
There we go. Is this better?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Good. Hang on. Hang on. Let me just open a file up here. Okay. All right. Is Terry here? Terry? Hello, Terry. Hello, Earth to Terry.
Yeah, I'm on. I have to unmute carefully so I don't hit the wrong button and turn off the phone or something like that.
All right. Okay. Okay, we can start. Here we go. Let's see here.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 8th, 2017, and Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is the call where we ask questions on your behalf. Sorry, we're late, but we'll get the ball rolling really quickly. Welcome to everybody that's listening on the Internet. And are you ready, Terry?
No, I'm never ready, but I'm here.
Okay. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on the line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And transmuted, dispersed. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the World of One, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we align ourselves with all of the callers who wish to be assisted and touched. We do not come through the telephone line. We come directly to you. The voice comes through the telephone line. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, it is not meant for you or does not apply to you at this time. If a person asks a question and it is your question, the same question, the answer may be different depending upon the person. We are glad to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. This is from Anna in Lake Balboa, California. I've been having some odd experiences lately and would like the source's comments. Last Monday, while listening to Monday's session, I suddenly felt very tired and folded my arms over my desk, placed my head over my arms and fell into a deep sleep. When I woke up, I noticed I had slept for more than 30 minutes. This is not like me at all, as I've never been able to sleep on a chair, even if I wanted to. I'm especially puzzled by the depth and length of my sleep. One morning a few weeks ago, I woke up to a strange vibration in the lower part of my body. I was really startled, but a few seconds after I woke up, the vibration stopped. Will the sources tell me what's going on? Thank you.
Thank you. There's more than one thing going on. Sometimes when you are listening to a call, it will touch on deep issues that may not even be at the surface and are coming up to be cleared. And it is the sleep that one can go into that can help one to access and go through some deep issue. It is not only you that sometimes fall asleep. It is other people when something is touched on that is of a very deep issue that can take sleep to help clear it, even at times. Terry falls asleep when something is being played back, and she sometimes conks out for a bit. The vibration that you feel, there are vibrations moving through Earth, and they're moving from the northwest to the east, from the west to the east, from the northwest to the southeast. There are different vibration energies that are moving through Earth at this time. It is also responsible for some of the sounds that have been coming from Earth. They can be of a short duration. If you can remember back to the vibration and remember if there was a direction, and if you feel it again, sense if there is a direction the vibration is moving from and to. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Rich Buckley in Livermore. And, Rich, I'm just going to change your questions very, very slightly. So they're a little slightly more expansive, okay? And the question is about black holes. And what effect, if any, does a black hole have on consciousness?
Thank you. Black holes are more than just black holes. They are the center of an area that has been spinning or is spinning. The energy moves into the center and collects and gets heavier and heavier. And the energy then moves into the center of a star system, of a galaxy, of an atom, of something that is spinning, and it moves through, and it comes out as if on the other side of something. So it is a more of a complex energy movement. Light disappears. That's why it is called black hole. As the light is taken up, is moved into the energy of the vortex. It is a part of creation and how creation is made as another side to the energy vortex that consists of the black hole, and things are moved through the swirling center and are transformed and then come out another side. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to ask myself a general question about what the first question was, and that is, when people enter a spiritual path, I think if it's a genuine path, they have to have processing. I have processing. Terry has processing. And to me, the way the processing looks is that I go through a period. It can be a day or 2 days of sleeping or feeling angry or having all kinds of feelings come up. And that if I just can endure it consciously, it feels like bit by bit, there are permanent advances from some of the contracting patterns that I might have or that Terry might have. And I think this is true for all kinds, for everybody. This work actually tends to surface processing things because it handles so many other things that the person is more willing to get inward turned and look at themselves. So I want you to give some comments. I'd like to request that you give some comments about processing, how to know when something's being processed, and the different ways it releases through somebody, and what's the best attitude one can hold when they're in the midst of going through that kind of stuff.
Thank you. Know that there is an answer, there is a resolution, and if one has not reached it, there is more information that can be gathered. Every time one moves into an energy that is very hard to handle, there is a trigger. There is something that happened that causes the information to rise up within the person. It can be information about something that happened in the past, in childhood, or in a past life. And there is a trigger for that, and then as it gets more and more to the heart of the issue, it tends to be harder and harder to work through, because one is getting closer and closer to the hardcore heart of what has happened in the past, and is beginning to look at it closer and closer, even to experience the emotions of it. There can be other triggers that are like hormonal body triggers, that when one has a cycle within the body, a hormonal cycle, say a sexual release may occur, and then within a period of time, it can trigger certain hormones and can provide a release of emotion, or if one has a buildup without a release but is needing a release, sexual release, it can create a hormonal disturbance that makes it harder to maintain equanimity, and maybe frustrating, and lead someone into more anger. So there are two things. There are body functions, the release of hormones, happiness hormones that make one feel better, that can be triggered, that one might not even be thinking about. There are certain foods that when one eats can release these happy hormones. And so it pays to pay attention to your cycles and see what is needed. Is there some food that is needed that can help these dopamine or release other factors within the body that can cheer one up? Or is it something to do with a past life incident that has been triggered, and each time it gets triggered, one gets a little closer to the heart of it, and it can get tougher and tougher to take a look at it, and then eventually, when one processes through it, then it begins to go away and to not bother one.
Thank you. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what I heard there was that these cycles that you go through, partially you're going through them, but partially you can get through them. You can speed them up by doing certain things, eating
yes.
certain foods, eating certain foods that help balance certain things inside you, learning what does that, having
yes.
a sexual release, and you don't have to be locked into the pattern and say, here I am going through a pattern and I just have to sit it out, okay?
Right, you do not have to do that.
Yeah, you can learn the things that work, and probably you can find an awful lot of stuff on the internet by looking up, trying to name your pattern. You may find homeopathic things. You may find all kinds of, see what other people recommend who are in that same pattern, because there are so many things available and easy to find now on the internet. So
yes.
Look for it.
Yes, if someone has been eating a lot of GMO foods and getting a lot of pesticides in their system, it can kill off good bacteria that then the body has a harder time to manufacture some of the things it needs to cheer you up. So it pays to learn more about your body cycles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is from Deb in Lapine, Oregon, and her cat, who she's been putting in the light and talking about on our Wednesday calls, her cat Callie passed on Monday morning, and she wants to know if she's doing okay and to let her know that I love and miss her.
Which cat was it?
Callie. C-A-L-L-I-E.
Okay. It is part of Callie's cycle. And she is still timid about going out in the cold, even though she has passed. She likes to hang around in the warmth, even though she has passed. She does not realize that she is on the other side. She is still loving, and she feels much better that she has given up some of the problems that her body had.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, here's a person that was having an experience. Lots of people having experiences. This is from Carola in Joffre, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, Carola.
Oh, they know you. When I sat on the bed, I noticed that my pockets were turned out, so I tucked them in properly. I listened to the radio until 1 a.m. when I fell asleep. At 3:30 a.m., I got up to use the washroom and discovered my pajama pockets were now inside out. This is after she tucked them in. I tried to put them on inside out with the pockets out, and there was no way to put pockets in properly that way. I looked all over my body for anything awry, and I found nothing. My question is, what happened there, and is there any way I can stop this from happening again? In other words, she's thinking there was some spook that pulled her pockets out. The only other being in the house was my cat. She was laying straight out on the bed instead of curled up like usual, and she was freaked out after she woke up. You can reframe my question to make it shorter, but please don't... Uh-oh. Please don't say my name. I'm sorry. I said your name. I didn't read it in advance. Put that at the top in the future if anyone doesn't want their name read, if it's a private question, so I don't screw up like that. Although you can tell Terry, of course. I'll stop reading it there. Thank you. Corolla.
Thank you. Give us a moment.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I didn't do that.
Thank you.
I did.
Okay. We are looking at your incident. Aside from possibly having a jokester ghost, we see the strong suggestion that in your sleep you were fooling with your pockets. We suggest, however, that you pay attention in the future, as well as any remembrance of anything similar that may have happened, or any possibility that something happens in the future. We take a look for spooks and ghosts, and we see that there are some around your area, but we see that it was an influence that you created rather than someone taking over your PJs. Thank you.
Thank you. Kishan Hoggins, I have your question tonight, but I don't, you didn't say where you're located, and they like to hear that. If you send me an email, let me know where you're located. It might be better before I ask the question, okay? So I'll wait a while, and I might try to ask the question anyway. And maybe they can find you, all right? And the next question is from, let me see here, Valerie. Valerie, we're doing it today, okay, in Livermore. It feels like I'm starting to learn how to channel spirits. They are contacting with me with my lights flickering off and on in my van, with no electrical issues, by the way. I was on the phone with a friend who lost her husband 4 years ago, and we were in a deep conversation. So something told me to pay attention, so I started to write down the patterns of the lights flickering and pausing. Another friend of mine says it sounds like Morse code. So I looked it up, and the flickering and pausing actually spelled my name, Valerie. Okay. So I asked Spirit, do I know you? Please flicker once for yes and twice for no. And immediately it flickered once. So now I'm wondering if I ever really met this person, but then I recognized I just know this soul. I believe it was my new friend's husband who passed 4 years ago. A couple days later, I pulled out my old penny collection for some strange reason, and we were talking again, and she told me that he also collected pennies. It was my cousin's birthday that day, who recently passed, and he used to always say, pennies come from heaven. The next day, she found a penny in her van. So I felt that was another confirmation. But I just wanted to ask you, too. Thank you. And I think she's really saying, am I on the right track with all my answers?
Yes, you are. Spirits do have the power to flicker the lights. It is one way that they use to contact people and to be in touch. Keep on with your connections. To see if there is a way that you can help them, however, or what they want. And however, they need to move on into their transition, so do not be too indulgent.
Thank you. I have a question from Suzanne in Columbus, Ohio. And she asks, it seems like there is so much anger in the collective consciousness with the current political situation. Is this all part of the plan of the negative agenda? If so, what's the smartest way to combat their desired result?
The anger, oftentimes, is not exactly what it seems. It is built up anger from past circumstances, often that finds expression through some shallow way. When anger is shown, for instance, with individuals of importance showing anger, it can be purchased by individuals who have been paid to demonstrate an act angry, or it can be real anger where there is potential frustration at not being able to get drugs or the threat of having their drug stores shut down when the Republicans talk about stopping drugs from coming into the country.
In the first case, just to make sure people understood, I believe you were referring to lots of demonstrations where mostly Democratic demonstrations and that are actually paid people.
Yes.
They're not really passionate people, you know, but they're actually recruited and paid quite a bit of money to show up to make somebody else's point.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So they may seem angry, but it is staged.
Mm-hmm.
That is one example.
Mm-hmm.
The other example is that they're truly passionate because they see the potential of their drug source drying up.
Mm-hmm. Which is our government. I didn't say that, okay?
Right.
All right. Next question. Oh, I wanted to go back and ask the question about Carolla's comment about not Corolla. Valerie's comment about lights flickering. Was that Valerie?
Yes.
Yeah. And it has to do with people walking under streetlights and then they flicker. And
yes.
Terry notices that. I notice that. And I assume it's a similar phenomena, although it's not being done with any conscious intent. And I cannot understand how someone's energy can cause a quantum effect like that to cause a light to flicker. And I would assume it's the same catalyst, both in a deceased person who can do it, an alive person who does it. And is there a way to scientifically understand what the energetic interaction is that makes the light flicker?
Thank you. What it is that the light source has an energy, and that energy is picked up by the person and shunted through the person or through the person's light body if they're deceased, which then takes the light source down a few notches and releases it through the energy field of the light body of the person or the physical person that is walking under a street light.
So it's the same phenomena. Is it a similar technology? And technology, I'm not sure I understand that answer, so I'll let it stay for now. But it's the kind of thing I could have many, many questions about. But this interaction with the spirit form and an electrical object, is it a similar interaction that causes people, deceased people, to be able to speak through a radio? And when I say radio, there's a particular, I forget what it's called, but there's a particular way of setting up white noise so that when you record it, people hear voices, and sometimes they're quite specific. Is that a similar idea?
It is more complicated when you have a voice box and the deceased spirit then is able to manipulate the sounds that are coming through the voice box and turn them into sound, the sound of a voice, and even perhaps very, very clearly the voice of the deceased person. The phenomena of when a person walks under a streetlight, it is, and the light flickers, it is, or goes out, it is usually someone who has a very, very big aura field and it is interacting with the light source and is shunting out or routing some of the energy from the light through his aura field.
Thank you. Next question. And this is from Bunny in Corona. I don't think I asked this, okay? And if I did, then if you remember, you don't have to answer it again, but I don't think so. I am honored to be able to practice manipulating energy on a daily basis during our whole planet healing call, and I'm resonating deeply with the energies. Thank you. I have had a somewhat strange sensation in my head while meditating in the past, and then recently during a call again. It is different than the pressure at the crown, and the best way I can describe it is it feels like bubbles popping inside my head. It is like carbonation in soda pop. Did I ask this previously?
No.
No.
You did not.
No. And it feels like an opening up or aeration in my brain. Ha ha. Is there something to this? I have wondered if this was a symptom of ascension, like ringing in the ears. Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie. It is not a symptom of ascension. It is a release. It is not anything to worry about. The human psyche has many points of consciousness and awareness, and some of them are very small and can expand and release much like a carbon bubble. And sometimes it can even make a pop. Even that can be heard by others at some time. Some people just flow with it as it happens, that the releases, little releases occur.
Thank you. Okay. John Siborowski. John, I'm going to, when I read this, I may add some things to it to make it so you're not making assumptions. Sometimes everyone does this. They use certain words and make assumptions, and everyone knows what this means, and they may not. They probably don't. Okay. It's becoming more and more obvious to everyone that we are living in an alternate reality timeline. Now, okay, when John says that, I'm not sure I would go along with it's becoming more and more obvious to everyone. I think that people that are on a higher path are experiencing time moving faster. And for a lot of people, this new energy moving time is actually creating an intense conflict in themselves, because the old timeline is not present in the way that it used to be, and there's a disorientation in the whole thing. But how they interpret that disorientation, i.e. that we are living in an alternate reality timeline, may not be how they interpret it, okay? That may be the reason, but it's like, I wouldn't say everyone knows that we're living in an alternative reality timeline. I'm going to go on now. Everything from books like the Bible have changed, to movies, to the human skeleton, to company logos have changed. I would like to know
Are you there? When? When are you there?
Even this, he dropped out.
Okay, let me go. I'm back. This is Siri. Let me go and get it. He might not know he dropped out.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you dropped off. We're talking about... Oh. Yeah. Okay. He is coming back. He didn't know he was off. He's calling. Yes? What? Your phone turned off?
Okay. John Sobrowski's question really fast. And Dave Farringer, keep asking your question. You know, the reason I put it off is because it's so unique to you. And I'll ask it, though. Is it becoming more obvious to everyone that we are living in an alternative reality timeline? Everything's different, changed. I would like to know the real cause of us changing to an alternative reality timeline. Someone has suggested that our reality has changed because of our use of quantum computers. And I made the comment, I don't know if it picked up before, but I made the comment that energy is flowing into our realm. It's the end of a cycle. And all that energy that's coming into our realm, we've heard many times, is lifting the vibration of the planet, changing the density level of the planet to fourth density, and that is disorienting people. And for the people that are open to the energy, then they have the experience of time moving more fast. But for the people that aren't open to the energy, they have the experience of disorientation. And so John goes on and says, our reality changed because of our use of quantum computers or CERN, or is it because we're now living on a fourth density planet, or is there some other explanation? Could you please tell us the reason our reality has changed? And I'm going to pass this over to Terry. Here, Terry. John, you know, Terry, you know, my phone went off. I'm sorry. I know you've asked this a couple of times. Resubmit it next week. I will put it early on the thing. And in the meantime, we got to get to whole planet healing. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for supporting the work we're doing. And for whole planet healing, what's the number? I don't even know it, but go to wholeplanethealing.com, one word, wholeplanethealing.com. The number's there, the replay number is there, and we'll see you in a short moment. Okay? Thank you. Unmuting everybody?
All callers are unmuted.
Yes,
yeah. I hear you. Yeah, okay. Well, hi, you're back, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm just going to turn the recording off.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Shut the conference down, and we'll go to Whole Planet Healing. Hi, do you have the number in front of you for Whole Planet Healing?
That is 712-770-4340, access code 50513#.
Okay, and if you missed that, just go to wholeplanethealing.com, and it's posted, and we'll see you in a moment.
Goodbye.